Jesus' death on the cross isn't painted in Sunday school colors. It was raw, real, and brutal. Hey, I'm Dylan, and you're listening to Unlocked, your daily key to unlocking God's Word in your life. If you're like me and you grew up going to church all your life and hearing about the death of Jesus on the cross a whole lot, you may have gotten dull to the abuse that he took for us. Or maybe you're a new Christian and you haven't heard about it in the first place. Well, today's poem brings us a glimpse of what had happened. It's called Salvation Walk by Cindy Lee. Anguished, blood splatters on the sacred ground. Jesus weeps for us. Soldiers taunt, spitting, striking upon his holy face. Our Savior scars for us. Falling, rejected, brutal nails pierce into the Son of God. Jesus dies for us. Many did not understand who you were and are. The Lamb, the Messiah, restorer of our brokenness. So what are some questions you've got? Today's poem describes Jesus' journey, death, and sacrifice. He knew that suffering the cross was the only way to repair the broken relationship between us and God. It was worth it to him to give up everything for us because he loves us. Consider taking some time to read today's Bible passages slowly and ponder God's love and sacrifice for you. And if you want to know more about what Jesus has done for us, who are trusted Christians in your life you could talk to about it. You can also find out more about Jesus when you go to unlocked.org and tap on Know Jesus there in the menu. Now, as you and I can read in John 3:16, for this is how God loved the world. He gave his one and only Son so that everyone who believes in him will not perish but have eternal life. And dig into the Bible for yourself and read Isaiah 53:1-12, Mark 15:16-41, and Luke 23:34-43 to keep God's word alive in your life. Unlocked is a resource from Keys for Kids Ministries, and we want to be here to encourage your faith doing that well. So what would make this podcast more helpful, honest, or real for you? Head on over to unlocked.org, tap on contact, and send us some ideas. We want to grow this with your help. And come back for tomorrow's devotion with Natalie. If you wonder if Jesus really knows how hard life can be, well, the answer is yes, because he's gone through it too. But until then, I'm Dylan, encouraging you to live life unlocked, opening the door to God in your life.